Have you ever wondered what age do most people retire in America? Maybe it's in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. So I've got the answer. According to LIMRA, the Life Insurance and Market Research Association, 69% of Americans are out of the workforce by age 66, and roughly 51% retire between the ages of 61 and 65. And by age 75, 89% of Americans have left the labor force. What's interesting to note is that less than 1% of Americans retire before the age of 50. And I thought that number would be much, much higher. And I think that just shows what a bubble I'm in, because I've been thinking about early retirement ever since I retired at the age of 34 in 2012. And I thought that the FIRE movement, the Financial Independence Retire Early movement, has caught on. I thought it would be a much more popular type of thing that has been spreading across the country over the past 5 to 10 years. I mean, who doesn't want to leave a job that they most likely don't love or don't like to do something they really, really want to do? I mean, if you look at the number of freelance workers now, in, I think, the next 10 years, the number of freelance workers are going to surpass the number of full-time workers. Look at technology allowing people to work remotely, not having to go through terrible, stress-inducing traffic to go to an office environment where your boss just undermines everything you do because he or she is really insecure and your colleagues are trying to stab you in the back. I mean, who wants that, right? And given we live in a rich country where a lot of things are actually free, you would think that more people would decide, hey, screw full-time work, I'm going to go do what I want. But the reality is less than 1% of people retire before the age of 50. The biggest bracket is 61 to 65, where 51% of Americans retire. And the second biggest bracket is, let's see, 55 to 60, 13% of Americans retire. And the third largest bracket is 66 to 69, where 12% of Americans retire. So the question I was wondering is, how do people survive in retirement when they only have around $17,000 to $18,000? That's what the median 56 to 61-year-old has for retirement. So the answer really is Social Security, a traditional pension, and retirement work plans like the 401k and IRA. So LIMRA reports that some 41% of retirees have annual income of less than $25,000. And then of the retirees with income of over $50,000, about 80% draw from a pension or retirement plan. So unfortunately, virtually nobody under age 35, 40 will have a traditional pension anymore. And even if there was such a thing as a pension at your company, you're probably not going to be there long enough to collect. You know, you've got to stay at a company for like 15, 20 plus years. At least that's what it is at the companies that I know that have pensions and government jobs. And given that everybody's job hopping, you know, every 2 to 3 to 4 years, there's like no way that you're going to ever collect a pension. So it all comes down to you. You, in terms of maxing out your 401k, maxing out your IRA if you are eligible, because the government, for some reason, has put a limit on how much money you can make in before you're allowed to contribute or no longer allowed to contribute, and which I think is totally discriminatory and foolish. And then you have to invest and save in after-tax investment accounts, because life happens. You're probably going to change jobs. You're probably going to want to use after-tax money to maybe buy a house or pay for school or buy a car or whatever. And you might not be able to last until age 60, where the 10% early withdrawal penalty no longer happens. So I recommend people to save at least 20% of their after-tax, after-pre-tax retirement contributions into an after-tax investment account. And hopefully, over the long run, you're going to beat inflation. You're going to, you know, earn maybe a 4 to 8% rate of return if you have a diversified portfolio, and then you'll be good 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road. And then finally, hopefully people can think about side hustles and multiple income streams. You know, not just dividend income, but maybe rental income, online income, selling your own products, selling other people's products, doing some side hustling and so forth. Part-time work is definitely something that can supplement retirement income. The classic example is being that Walmart or Safeway greeter who makes $10 to $15 an hour. That might not be much, but you know, if you have low expenses such as no mortgage, no rent, and you've got your health insurance taken care of, earning an extra $50 to $100 a day probably is good enough for you to eat and watch a movie and do whatever you want in retirement. In regards to healthcare, someone asked, how much does healthcare cost? Well, ever since I left the workforce and at age 35, well, after my healthcare benefits finished 7 months later, I was paying about $600 to $700 a month in healthcare premiums. And that was for like a gold plan. So it can range. So I would bake in $600 to $1,200 a month in monthly healthcare premiums, insurance premiums, depending on what kind of plan you have, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and how old you are. Obviously, the older you are and the more fancy your healthcare insurance, the more expensive it's going to be. So that's kind of the worst case scenario. So at the end of the day, if you're going to live off $25,000 a year in retirement, like the typical American retiree, you have got to get those expenses down pat. You've got to eliminate your living expenses in terms of your mortgage, and you've got to get that health insurance. When I left at age 34 in 2012, you know, the reality is I never really stopped working. Sure, I took a six-month break to go travel and to do whatever, play tennis and futz around. But I basically just directed my energy, that space that I now had, that extra 12 hours a day, to just doing something that I really, really like to do. And I think most people are going to end up doing that. Whether you retire at 34, 40, 45, 50, 60, you're just going to be able to have the time to do whatever you want to do. And to me, that's what retirement is all about. And that's what living life is all about. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this article. Take care.